大家平安。今天是母亲节。Today is Mother's Day. So Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
I have a problem with Mother's Day, though.
母亲节对我来说有个小小的难题。
It's not like I don't like Mother's Day.
并不是说我不喜欢母亲节。
Or that I disagree with it.
或者是我不同意它。
Or that I dread to have to do all the things for Jeannie this morning.
今天早上我可以为 Jeannie 做很多的事情。
But I have to admit that I'm jealous about Mother's Day.
我得承认我有点嫉妒母亲节。
See, mothers get everything.
妈妈们可以得到所有的东西。
They get flowers.
有鲜花。
Chocolates.
巧克力。
A card.
卡片。
Dinner.
晚餐。
And maybe a foot massage.
可以或者可以做马杀鸡。
Maybe that's just me being a little too personal at home. But you know, dads, we don't get too much on Father's Day. Is that right, dads?
父亲好像在父亲节的时候并不得到好像并不是很多。
See, dads don't want to say anything because they'll get in trouble. So that's okay.
爸爸们都不敢说，好像怕遇到麻烦。
My real problem with Mother's Day is perhaps it's for me. It's a very difficult sermon to preach on.
我真正难题是母亲节，可能对于我自己来说是全年最难讲到的时候。
Why is Mother's Day message a hard one to preach?
为什么讲母亲节反倒最难呢？
Well, because I think some of you might have lost a mom.
因为有的也许你最近失去了你的母亲。
And you're still experiencing that pain and that loss.
你正在经历痛苦。
Maybe for some of you, you actually lost a child.
也许对于有的人来说，你最近失去你的孩子。
And so it's really hard It's really hard to lose a child. Maybe you're having difficulties with your mom or your mother-in-law.
或者你和你的母亲或者你的婆婆关系紧张。
Maybe you are even guilty about your own being a mom.
也许你现在对自己当妈妈有点内疚。
Sometimes for some of us or some of you, you're never able to have children, and so Mother's Day is very hard.
对有的人来说，你也许永远都不能有孩子，所以对于母亲节来说是有点困难。
Maybe some of you have never really had a real mom. You were adopted, or you were raised in a foster home.
也许有的人你并没有母亲，在一个寄宿家庭长大。
I know some of you, you're single moms, so you have a very tough job.
有的人来说，也许是单亲妈妈，你就觉得非常艰难。
But I do have wonderful news for you.I know you all seem sad right now, but I do have wonderful news for you this morning.
我有个好消息告诉你，你们虽然看起来好像非常悲伤。
Let me first say that no home is perfect. Okay.
没有家庭是完美的。
Someone in the OIF congregation once told me it's called controlled chaos. So when you see us very happy and everything seems to be in order, it's called controlled chaos.
有在 OIF 的弟兄告诉我，他说这叫做掌控中的混乱。我们也许看起来非常的美好。
In some cases, some of you have actually grown up in really good Christian homes.
对有的人来说，你是在非常好的基督徒家庭长大。
You have wonderful parents.
你有非常好的父母。
And you are wonderful parents.
你自己也许也是非常好的父母。
And praise the Lord for that.
为此感谢赞美主。
And so today I want to encourage all of you, especially the moms this morning.
今天我想鼓励你们每个人，特别是你们当中是妈妈的。
Each of you has been affected by your moms in some way or another.
每个人都曾被母亲或多或少的影响。
Everyone here has a mother, or had a mother, or is a mother.
你们当中有母亲，或是曾经有母亲。
You're married to a mother, or you know of a mother.
你的太太是母亲，或者你也认识当母亲的朋友。
Moms have affected you either in a good way or a bad way.
母亲已经在某种方式上或多或少的影响了你。
And so, since today is Mother's Day, we're going to talk a little bit about a Mother's Day card. So I stole this from Jeannie earlier. So, but this is our Happy Mother's Day card that Maddie and I made. Mostly I made, but Maddie and I made.
这是一张我和我的女儿 Maddie 做的一张母亲节贺卡。
And I basically just, you know, she's only two, okay. Well, she's not two yet, but so she can't write these words. But she can color, so I gave her a bunch of, you know, pencils, and she just scribbled a lot, as you can see.
Maddie 只有两岁，所以她还不能写。我只是给她一些就是，可以图画的一些笔。
And on the inside, we wrote some nice things about our mom, right?
里面是写的有关妈妈的美好的东西。
And of course, she didn't cut anything because it's dangerous for a two-year-old to have scissors, so I made the cut for the heart.
我其实这些东西都是我帮她剪的，因为她还太小。
But we took 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. You know, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. And I wrote it to Mom, you are this, you know, Jeannie, you are this, you know, thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for not being jealous. Thank you for not being boastful or arrogant or rude, but thank you for loving us despite our sinfulness.
里面写的是哥林多前书第十三章爱的爱之篇，他说爱是讲到，爱是恒久忍耐，爱是不嫉妒不自夸。
Yes. And so this morning, if you haven't done so, you still can go out and get a Mother's Day card.
Okay. 如果你现在还没有为妈妈做贺卡，你现在还有时间来得及去买。
And since we're Christians, most likely you'll get a Christian card, so there'll be a nice verse inside of it.
因为我们就是基督徒，我们有可能会买到一张有关基督教主题的贺卡。
And be careful to pick out that card because you want it to match your mom, right?Right? You want it to match your mom. Otherwise, she'll read this card and go, "Who did you give this to?"
你要选卡的时候要特别小心啊，因为里面要符合你对你母亲所表达的情感。
She'll say, "This is not me. You're lying."
要不然她会说，这是我吗？你好像讲的是另外一个人。
So make sure you get a Mother's Day card that matches your mom. Okay.
一定要选的对你母亲表达正确情感的一张卡。
Remember, mothers have a very difficult job.
妈妈有非常工作非常艰难。
It's a ministry and a job together.
它不仅是一项工作，而是一种侍奉。
God doesn't bless you with motherhood and then leave you alone.
上帝不会在祝福你成为母亲后就把你丢在一边。
He's given you His word.
他给了你鼓励的话。
To encourage you, to help you, to bless you.
鼓励你，帮助你，祝福你。
To comfort you and give you direction.
并给你前进的方向。
So this is a Mother's Day message for you.
这是上帝在母亲节要给你的信息。
Now, if you ever feel discouraged, now let me ask you, how many mothers out there have felt discouraged?
如果你有感到灰心的时候，我想问一个问题，你们当中有多少人当妈妈的曾经感到灰心？
Half the moms have raised them very like, yes.That's absolutely me. Some are like this. It's okay. It's okay. I think all of you have felt discouraged in one way or another.
有的妈妈好像看起来不是很确信，但是其实每个人几乎在。
See, I think mothers need a lot of encouragement, right?
妈妈需要很多的鼓励。
Perhaps on a daily basis.
或者是每天。
Perhaps some of you mothers are like, you know what, Pastor Mike, I need it on an hour-to-hour basis.
有的妈妈来说，事实上每个小时都需要鼓励。
Some of you might be going, Pastor Mike, no, I need every second, because when my child screams, oh, I need to be encouraged. I need to be encouraged every single second.
有的妈妈说，其实当你的小孩要发脾气、开始尖叫时，你们母亲会需要每一秒都需要鼓励。
So let's look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31.
我们来看以赛亚书四十章二十八到三十一节。
I'm going to read first this in English, and this, and then.Xiaohu will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再来中文。
So do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power to the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles.They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永生的神耶和华创造地级的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要困倦疲乏，强壮的也必然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑绝不困倦，行走绝不疲乏。
When you feel discouraged or when you feel like giving up,
当你想要放弃的时候
don't.
千万不要
Because if you read in verse 28 there, God understands.
因为在二十八节说，其实耶和华都理解，都知道。
See, the prophet Isaiah in this passage, he reminds the reader to look at God.
先知以赛亚提醒读者来仰望耶和华。
He's the everlasting God.
他是永恒的神。
He doesn't grow tired or weary.
他不会疲乏困倦。
He understands everything.
他知道一切。
He gives strength to those who are in need.
他为有需要的加力量。
He renews their strength.
他更新他们的力量。
I love the last illustration here in verse 31 because it talks about an eagle soaring far up in the air.
我喜欢在经文中最后一节第三十一节，他讲到鹰在空中翱翔。
If you know anything about eagles, is they're able to fly 2 to 3 miles high above. So that means they can soar above the thunderclouds.
你们如果知道老鹰的话，知道它其实可以飞到空中，飞到2到3英里高，其实有的时候比雷雨的云还要高。
See, sometimes because we get trapped in the storms of life, right? We get discouraged, we get trapped in these storms. But yet, God says that we are able to soar on wings of eagles. So that means God carry us from the storms of this life above the storms so that we would be able to see Him.
我们有时候会陷入生活的困境中感到灰心，但是这节说其实神可以带领我们飞到比风暴更高的地方，可以带我们在空中翱翔。
Second point is when you feel angry. Now, mothers, have you ever gotten angry at your kids?
母亲们，你们有没有生你孩子气？
No, really. Have you ever gotten angry at your kids?
有没有对你孩子生过气？
Yes, sort of. Not really. Okay. Well, if you haven't, I think you should be nominated for Mother of the Millennium.
如果你还没有的话，那就被提名为千禧年之母，母中之母。
Okay, I thought there'd be more laughter there, but that's okay. You know, Mother of the Year, I thought, you know, like it's pretty hard to get angry, right? No, it's pretty easy to get angry, right? So,
母亲呢，其实非常容易生气。
But I think God reminds us in these verses, Ephesians 4:26 and then 31-32. Let me read this. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
神在以弗所书4:26告诉我们说，生气却不要犯罪，不可还怒到日落。
God doesn't say it's wrong to be angry.
耶和华并没有说生气是错的。
But he does say that you need to have control of your anger.
但是他确实说你要控制自己的愤怒。
See, there's a purpose of why you're angry, right?
愤怒其实有一个目的。
You're supposed to be angry because they were disobedient.
当孩子不顺服的时候，你应该生气。
They didn't respect you.
他们缺乏尊重。
They were very arrogant.
他们非常傲慢的时候。
They committed a sin.
他们犯罪的时候。
So you should be angry at those things.
你应该感到生气。
Because if you didn't get angry over those things, you would be a bad mom.
因为你如果对这些事情不感到生气的话，其实你应该不是一个好的妈妈。
You would be promoting things like disobedience. You would be encouraging things like arrogance. You'd be encouraging them to sin. Then that would be bad.
其实你是在鼓励这些坏行为。
Verse 26 also says, "Do not stay angry."
第26节说不要含怒。
Have you ever seen that anger that you have inside spill out to other areas?
你有没有看见有的时候你的愤怒发泄到生活中其他的人身上？
They start to destroy, hurt, and kill things.
开始其实摧毁伤害，有的时候甚至开始引起杀戮。
Right? Perhaps in your car and you're talking to your child and you get angry.
也许你在汽车的时候对你的孩子生气。
Then you start yelling at everyone around you that's driving in a car.
也许你开始对你周围的开车的人开始对他们开始大吼大叫。
Maybe something happened at home, and then you brought that anger, well, probably not to church, but to work.
也许在生活中，你的家里有生气，但你把这个怒气带到你的工作中。
You're hanging out with your girlfriend.
你在和你的朋友在一起。
Or maybe to your husband.
或者甚至是对你的丈夫。
So again, be careful when you are angry.
所以要特别小心，当你生气的时候。
Verse 31 and 30 says, "Do not let the anger become destructive weapon. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you."
这31-32节他说，千万不要让怒气成为你的破坏性的武器。31节他说，要让把一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒。喧闹毁谤并一切苦毒都当从你们中间除掉，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So if there's ever an anger, control your anger, but also forgive.
如果你心中有怒气的时候，要控制你的怒气，同时也要原谅别人。
Ask for forgiveness. Lastly, Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger."
箴言十五章一节说，回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
So when you get upset at something that your child might do, be slow to anger, right? All right, try to use gentle words. Don't try to discipline them right on the spot. Okay, sometimes you do, but be very gentle in how you want to teach your child.
当孩子让你惹你怒气的时候，你要用非常温柔的心，不要在当时的时候对他发气。
Right, when you need help, moms, do you ever feel like you're alone?
母亲们，你们有没有觉得很孤单？有的时候
，I don't mean to be sarcastic here, but I know you get lots of help from your husbands.
我并不是要讽刺任何人，但是我知道你从你的丈夫那里得了非常非常
依靠的帮助。Or maybe your mom, or maybe your mother-in-law.
或者从你妈妈或者婆婆那里得到很多帮助。
But does it ever seem like you just need more help?
但是有人会觉得你们需要更多的帮助吗？
Let's look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight.
看箴言三章五到六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
See, our Heavenly Father is always there for you.
我们的天父在随时需要你帮助时帮助你。
He's got lots of experience about being a father.
他在当做父亲这方面有非常多的经验。
We are to trust in him, as the verse says here in Proverbs.
我们要信靠他。
But I think the hard part of this passage is submitting to him.
这我就像最难的是在第六节，他说要顺服他。
We usually don't submit to him until we have the white flag waving.
我们通常不会顺服，直到我们有时候真的是举起白旗要投降的时候。
Right?We won't submit to him if I usually have this. Have you ever seen this old like movie? Like you have your hands in the air like this. Like please, God, please.
如果你看到电影呢，就有的人真是跪在地上，举起双手向神祷告说：“主啊，求你来帮助我。”
I'm sure none of your moms have ever done that. You've fallen to your knees and just raised your hands in the air. God, why is my son or daughter like this?
我想有些时候，这中间有的妈妈也。甚至可能做过这样，他会说：“神啊，为什么会让我的儿子女儿变成这样？”
But it's true though that we do need help.
但是确实是真的，我们需要帮助。
Moms, you need help. Here are some very other helpful verses here, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这在旧约和新约都有非常有多有用的经文。
Please don't give up.
千万不要放弃。
Wait on the Lord.
等候主耶和华。
God is your supply. He will supply all of your needs.
神是你的帮助，他会帮助你，在一切事上会帮助你。
Still not convinced there's a passage there in Galatians 9. You know, don't lose heart in doing good, for in due time you'll reap and not grow weary.
如果你觉得还不够幸福的话，我看加拉太书六章第九节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
I really felt like that verse was for me.
我真的觉得这个经文是对我所说的。
Because that's what, you know, it took me a really long time to understand the lovingnature of my mom and dad. And so I had to go back to my parents when I was older and say, Mom and Dad, you know, I was so foolish when I was younger, and I was so sinful. Please forgive me.
这对我来说，我花了很长时间让我意识到我的父母对我身上所做的。我当长大以后，长大一点，我会回头对他们说，主啊，那父爸爸妈妈，我求你们原谅我们。我小时候真的是背叛叛逆。
And God's not going to abandon you. He's always there to help you. He's Emmanuel, right? That's what we say, Emmanuel, God with us.
上帝不会离弃你，他会在让你一直帮助你。他就是以马内利，翻出来就是神与我们同在。
One of the stories I really enjoy is actually, surprisingly, it's found in Genesis 16:9. It's about Hagar.
我最喜欢一个故事是在创世纪里讲到夏甲。
And Hagar runs away from Abraham.Because, you know what, his wife, Abraham's wife, Sarah, is mistreating her and her son.
夏甲是被撒拉亚伯拉罕的妻子赶出他的家里。
So in the midst of total despair, they're running away, right? They have no idea where they're going. They might even be lost, but God is there.
在他们非常绝望无助的时候，他们不知道要去哪里，但是在最艰难的时候，神在那里。
And there's a wonderful thing about this chapter and this story. It's in verse 13. It says, She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I am now seeing the one who sees me. That is why we call Bel Laroi, or Bel Aroi.
在第十三节，他就说，恰恰对神耶和华说，他说他为看顾神的人的神，因而说，我在这里看见那看顾我的么？所以他给神一个名字叫做皮尔拉海莱。
Yeah, Elroy is basically the one who sees. You know, she's the only female to ever give a name to the Lord.
比尔拉海莱的意思就是耶和华看顾人，所以她是圣经里面唯一一位给主名字的女性。
And so for moms, if you feel like you need help, God sees you.
当妈妈的，如果你需要帮忙的时候，真的要意识到神在你旁边。
Needing help and sometimes feeling alone sometimes are the same. They're associated, closely associated with each other.
需要帮助和感觉孤单，其实有时候彼此紧密相连。
You can have a house like full of children, all wanting your attention. Mommy, 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 give me this, do this, please, mom, 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 right?
你家里可以大群的孩子，随时每个人都需要你的注意，大就是每个人都在叫喊妈妈妈妈，我需要你。
That's actually just an example of one. That's my daughter just saying, mom, 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 mom. I mean, think if you had like four kids. You're like, mom, 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 mom. It sounds like a very nice chorus.
但是我只是我家中有一个孩子 Maddie, 他就会这样叫。但是想象有如果家里有一大群的孩子。
But with all these kids even, you sometimes still feel alone.
即使你有这么多的孩子，有时候你仍然感到孤单。
You can be in the middle of Costco. Most likely, some of you might go to Costco after church. You go to Costco, and your kids are like everywhere around Costco, and they're hanging upside down on the cart, you know, like this. And you just want to be alone.
有时候你在 Costco 购物的时候，孩子们到处跑来跑去，或者有时候倒挂在你的购物车上，你仍然感到孤单。
Right, there's all these people around you, and you just want to be alone. You're like, why do I have to do this?
奇怪的是，有时候在一大群人当中，你也感到非常孤单。
Well, Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call on me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know."
耶利米书三十三章第三节说：“你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大难的事指示你。”
God says, "If you feel alone, call on me."
神说：“当你感到孤单的时候，就求告我。”
Yes, you might feel outnumbered. Yes.You have kids, you know, by yourself for 5 to 6 hours, but you're not alone.
是的，你会感到被打倒，但是有时候孩子还要和你耗上5到6个小时。
You're never alone. You're never alone.
你从不孤单。
Who are you going to call?
打算给向谁求助呢
？Back when I was a kid, you'd respond Ghostbusters.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我们是看捉鬼敢死队。
Who are you going to call? You're going to call God, the Great I Am.
你要向谁求告呢？是上帝，那伟大的亚威。
He is the I am.
他就是亚威，是那自由拥有的。
Jesus tells us in John 14:8, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
耶稣对我们说，他说我不会撇下你。
Sometimes all we need is a hug from God. You know, like God, come down and just hug me.
有的时候我们需要只是从神来的拥抱。
Just to remind me that I am reassured by God.
来提醒我们，就是我们是有他与我们同在的确据。
And I think this is why sometimes like females, why women hug each other so much.
有时候是就是女性之间互相来安慰对方。
This is just a guess as a male, okay? Why they hug each other? But I feel like they just need to be comforted a lot.
有时候觉得他们实际上有时候需要很多的安慰。
Have you ever seen two friends that are girls like just hug each other? You know, one just hugs. It's just like, oh, you just need a hug, and they just hug them, right? And the other person says, oh, I just needed that hug.
你会看到有两个朋友，他们说有个朋友要拥抱另外一个朋友，那个朋友就告诉我说，我其实需要的就只是一个拥抱而已。
And in the act of the hug, they go, "Wow, someone understands me."
在他们拥抱的时候，他就会想说啊，有人真的在关心我。
Right. And Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." In Matthew 28:20 says, "I am with you always until the end of the world."
希伯来书13:5说，主说我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。马太福音28:20他说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Moms, you're not alone in raising your children.
母亲们，你们在养育你的孩子时，
God hasn't abandoned you.
上帝并没有离弃你。
Whenever you feel lonely, just be assured that He is just a prayer away.
当你感到孤单时，记住神其实离你只有一个祷告的距离而已。
We talk a lot about prayer, but you know, pray for that miracle.
我们经常谈论祷告，其实应该为神迹来祷告。
The miracle might be for your kid to fall asleep.
这个神迹就是也许让你的孩子来入睡。
New moms know that, especially at 2 o'clock. God, Lord, please have this child fall asleep.
特别是对一些刚当妈妈的，在凌晨两点的时候，你会说：“主啊，求你让这个孩子来入睡。”
Pray for that miracle. God, would you give me faith to believe that you're here?
给你一个信息，让我们知道神与我们同在。
God, I don't know if my child knows you. God, would you just be with my son or my daughter?
主啊，我不知道你的孩子是不是认不认识你，但是求你与我的孩子同在。
Lord, and if I don't have that faith, give me the faith to believe, just as small as the mustard seed.
主啊，我现在没有信心来相信你，但是求你给我像芥菜种子大小的信心来相信你。
Believe for that miracle that God will work in your son or daughter.
相信那个神迹，神会在你的儿女身上做工。
Right, last 2 points. When you feel tired, right? Sometimes stay-at-home moms get asked this question. Do you work?
有的时候全职妈妈会被问到这样一个问题，她说：“
Your first response might be
你工作吗？”
Punch that person in the nose.
你的第一反应就是把他一拳打飞。
Your second response might be to go,
ha 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 ha. 你的接下来可能会大笑，直到委屈的哭出来。
If you didn't know what I did, I started to start laughing and I started crying, okay, just in case. Okay, sorry. According to Good Housekeeping and the Economist magazines, the typical mom actually, if you were to generate what the real wage was, roughly about $96,261, about $100,000 a year.
有一个网站叫 Good Housekeeping 和经济学人他们做个研究说，如果把一个全职妈妈的价值换算成工资的话，她年薪将是大概$100,000。
Now, if you were to ask, add the task of maybe she was a taxi driver, she's a judge, right? She has to judge between what you do and what you don't do, judge between that child and this child, be a psychiatrist. Oh, mommy, what do I do when my boyfriend doesn't? You know, you have to be a good lawyer, a good teacher, a good preacher. Oh, mommy, I hurt myself. You get a Band-Aid, you have to examine the eyes. Oh, maybe you're sick, I have to take you to the hospital. If you were to add up all these things, her salary would probably be about $400,000 per year.
我们知道妈妈在生活中有很多的角色，她可以有可能是出租司机，是一个法官来断定孩子们的争吵，也可能是心理医生、老师、牧师、护士。如果把这些所有的角色加上去，他的薪水将是每年有大概有$400,000。
And that's why moms are so tired.
就是为什么妈妈都很累。
Oh, I'm feeling tired just saying all those things.
其实当我光说这些事的时候，我就觉得很累了。
You do all those jobs at once.
你一次做所有这些工作。
You have achieved, since we're in graduation, you have achieved a master's in multitasking.
你已经完成了多任务的硕士学位。
For some of you with multiple kids, you have received a doctorate in multitasking.
如果家里有很多的孩子的话，其实你应该可以得到一个博士。
So please come up here afterwards to receive your degree.
所以到我这里来，我会给你一个学位。
However, really, multitasking can really take a toll on you, right?
多任务、多线程、多任务实际上是非常艰难。
And God asks us to rest in Him.
但是神告诉我们，其实要在祂里面安息。
Matthew 11:28 says, Come unto me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sorry, labor and are overburdened in this verse, and I will give you rest.
马太福音11:28他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
You're not going to find rest in hiding in the closet in your room. You're not going to find rest when you close the bathroom door and you hide there and you say you're going to the bathroom for an hour.
你不会在藏在衣柜里找到安息，也不会把自己锁在浴室里说我需要一个小时来上厕所而找到安息。
You think I'm joking? This actually happens. Ask a mom.
你说我在开玩笑吗？你其实这是真的是发生的事情。
You will only find true rest in Jesus Christ.
你只能在耶稣里找到真正的安息。
Just like the yoke that is used in a farm, you know, the heavy wooden thing that has two like mules or oxes or horses.
就像在农耕中用来耕种和收获的轭一样。
This is in Matthew 11. You need to put on this yoke.
Jesus's yoke. 带上这个轭，耶稣的轭。
Now, I don't think Jesus' yoke weighs over 100 pounds.
耶稣的轭并不是重达100磅。
Jesus says his yoke is easy and light.
耶稣说他的轭是轻省的。
The key here is that we are not so tired when we allow God to lead us.
关键是当我们允许上帝带领我们的时候，我们并不那么疲惫。
God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所，我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Mothers, if you are tired, don't hide. Come to Jesus for much deserved rest.
母亲们，当你累的时候，不要躲藏，来到耶稣那里来，享受一些应得的安息。
All right, last point. When you are worried,
当你担心的时候
，Moms never worry. Amen.
妈妈是不是永不担心呢
？Moms always worry. My mom still worries about me, and I'm 44.
其实妈妈一直都在担心。现在对我，当我44岁的时候，我妈妈还一直担心我。
Yeah, worry is part of being a mother.
担忧是做母亲的一部分。
Philippians 4:6-7 says this: Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And let the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书4:6-7，他说：“应当一无挂虑，要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。”神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Paul says you shouldn't be worried about anything.
保罗说你不应该为任何事情忧虑。
Why or 为什么 ？It's because you have to pray about it.
因为你已经为此祷告。
You don't just pray once about not being anxious.
不要只是祷告一次。
Now sometimes it takes once, but he says by petition.
有些时候也许只需要一次，但是他说你要不停的祈求。
You are on your knees, you're begging, you're hitting your, you know, like your chest and going, God, God, you're desperate.
你非常绝望的跪下向神不停的祈求祷告。
You're asking God in the morning, the afternoon, and evening, Lord, help me not to be anxious.
你在一天中早上、中午、晚上都向神祈求祷告。
God, please take this anxiety away from me.
上帝，请把这种忧虑从我身上挪走。
See, this anxiety already starts, right? Already starts before they're even born, because you're already reading all the books.
这种忧虑其实在孩子还没出生的时候就开始了。
When you give birth to the child, you're worried about how that little baby is going to get from the hospital to home.
当孩子刚出生的时候，你会担忧他怎么离开医院到家中。
Then you start worrying when they start standing and when they start walking.
他们开始学走路或者是站立的时候，你也开始忧虑。
Then it goes to when they start school for the first day.
就是他们第一次上学的第一天。
Oh no! And then when they get 16, they ask you, "I want to drive," and you get extremely worried.
当他们16岁的时候，他们开始开车的时候，你会非常更加的担忧。
And if the worry doesn't stop there, they say, "I want to go to college."
你担忧并不停在那里。当他们上大学的时候，你会更加的担忧。
And after that, they tell you, "Hey, I found a boyfriend or a girlfriend."
当那以后，你会说，他会告诉你说，我找了一个男朋友，或者是找了一个女朋友。
Now, some of you, you might be excited that your kid found a boyfriend or girlfriend.
对你们有人在说，你会非常感到兴奋，你的孩子找到了男朋友或女朋友。
But those who are extra careful with their kids, oh, it's like, no boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, until they're like, for me, Maddie, no boyfriend or girlfriend until you're 31.
但对有的父母来说，你会非常小心要照顾你的子女，就会觉得说，不要在31岁之前找男朋友或女朋友。
And lastly, you might worry that they have to go to the hospital for treatment for cancer.
或者当他们去医院要去治疗癌症的时候，你会更加担忧。
The Bible tells you in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him.Because he cares for you. Isn't that a great promise?
彼得前书5:7说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
There's an older song I used to sing when I was in are today's ESS, but when I was at PCC a long time ago, we used to sing this thing called From Salty. It was called I Will Cast All My Cares Upon You.
在我以前在 PCC 在北边的 PCC 会教会的时候，我们有一首老歌经常会唱，这个、歌的名字叫做我把一切的忧虑卸给你。
And the lyrics are up there in English, but it says, I will cast all my cares upon you. I will lay all my burdens down at your feet. And anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you.
这歌词是印在这个屏幕上面，这个、歌词大概是这样。他说：“我把一切的忧虑卸给你，我要把所有的担子都卸在你的脚前。当我不知道该怎样做时，我把一切的忧虑都卸给你。”
Moms, you have some broad shoulders.
妈妈们的肩膀非常宽阔。
But they don't compare anywhere to God's shoulders.
但是他们即使这样宽阔，也不能和上帝的宽阔的肩膀相比。
He can carry a lot more than you can.
他可以承担许多更多你不能承担的东西。
Especially the deepest, hardest.Anxieties in your life.
特别是在生活中最深的忧虑。
Mothers, you don't have to worry.
母亲们，你们并不需要担心。
But you will anyhow.
但是我知道你们无论如何都会担忧。
Know that you have someone to go to.
要知道你有一个后盾。
Who is so eagerly waiting for you to unload all these things on him.
他渴望你卸下你的重担。
Don't deny Jesus of the privilege of carrying your burdens for you.
不要否认耶稣基督他有背负你重担的特权。
Let me summarize. Mothers, God has sent you encouraging words.
母亲们，上帝给了你们鼓励的话语。
Look at all the ones that we went through today.
看看我们今天所经历的事情。
Guess what?
你们知道吗？
There's more encouraging words.
还有更多鼓舞人的话语。
And they're found in the Bible. They're found in His Word.
都在圣经里面可以找到。
If you're spending time in the Word, I encourage you to do so.
如果你正花时间读他的话语，我鼓励你这样做。
My wife, I think, gave me some good wisdom. She said this. When it's rough, I need to read and be in God's Word more.
我的太太告诉我说，她说当情况非常糟糕的时候，她需要花更多的时间来读神的话语。
Open God's Word when you need it the most.
当你在最需要的时候，打开神的话语。
Open it when you don't feel like you need to open it.
即使在你不想打开神的圣经的时候，你要把圣经打开。
You'll find stories about parenting and marriage and single life.
有很多有关养育子女、婚姻和单身生活的经节。
But most importantly,
但是最重要的是
you'll find God.
你会找到神他自己。
You'll find an everlasting God who loves you for all eternity.
要找到这个永生的神，他会一直来爱你。
Remember, you're not alone.
请记住，你当母亲，你在并不孤单。
You can count on the Heavenly Father to also partner with you in parenting.
你可以依靠我们的天父来帮助你抚养你的孩子。
Just give him the opportunity.
给他机会成为你的育儿伙伴。
Now be in God's Word and let it transform you little by little bit.
在神的话语里，让他把你逐渐转变，一点点的转变成耶稣的样式。
Let's pray. Let's pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your very encouraging words to us.
天父非常感谢你，
especially to the moms, especially to the moms here. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us.
我们为你对我们的爱来感恩。
And your great love for your children.
你爱你的子女们。
We pray, Lord, that you might continually show us how to come on our knees and petition on the behalf.Of ourselves and our family.
主啊，我们来持续的祷告，就是你让我们可以为我们自己、为我们的家人来向你祈求。
Help us be the light that is different than what this world says a family looks like.
让我们就是帮助我们成为和这个世界上不一样的光。
So that people outside will see that there's Jesus.
让外人看见的时候，就看到我们身上有耶稣的样式。
I want what they're having.
我需要，我要他们也有的。
You know what? They aren't perfect.
你知道他会看见我们并不完美。
But they have this hope.
但是他们在我们身上看到那种盼望。
And I want that hope.
他会说，我需要那样的盼望。
Lord, for those moms here or those people that might be grieving because of a loss or because it's hard, will you be with them? Will you be Emmanuel to them this morning?
为在这边有心中有忧伤，因为最近有失去亲人的人们，我们为他们祷告，求主就是来安慰他们。
Will you help them to remember their mom this morning?
就来帮助他们来纪念他们的母亲。
And celebrate all the things that she did for them.
来为他母亲为我们所做的一切，来我们来庆祝，来高兴。
We pray these things in Christ's name.
耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.